There's been a lot of discussion in our synod these past few months about the new role of visitors and visitation. Who are these visitors? What is the purpose of their visitation? With whose authority will they conduct their visits? In our text for today, these same questions are asked. Not about the visitation of humanly elected officials, but about the visitation of the beloved Son of God. Jesus rides into Jerusalem on a carpet of cloaks, palm branches crackling beneath the borrowed burro's hooves. A throng of people ushering him into the holy city, proclaiming, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory on high." "Control your disciples," the Pharisees hiss, as the rocks themselves prepare to cry out in praise. Lifting his eyes, Jerusalem floods Jesus' vision. And immediately, he begins to weep. "Would that you had on this day known the things that make for peace. But now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemy will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side, and he will tear you down to the ground. You and the children within you. They will not leave one stone upon another because you did not know the time of your visitation." Entering the city, Jesus, God's visitor, proceeds to the temple. The money changers' tables block his way. Zeal for his Father's house wells up within him, and he drives them from the temple, proclaiming, "My house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." Jesus taught daily in his Father's newly cleansed home. The chief priests and the scribes and the elders, however, sought to destroy him. But they were helpless because the people hung on every word. One day, as Jesus was teaching the people in the temple and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, the chief priests, scribes, and elders came to him saying, "Tell us by what authority you do these things. Who gave you the right?" But instead of answering, Jesus asked them a question in return. "Tell me," he said, "was the baptism of John from heaven or from man?" "If we say from heaven," they thought, "he will say, 'Then why didn't you believe?' But if we say from man, the people will kill us, for they were convinced that John was a true prophet." So, attempting to protect themselves, they answered that they did not know the source of John's baptismal authority. And so Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." And then Jesus, turning away from his self-appointed inquisitors, told the people this story. A man planted a vineyard, and he let it out to tenants, and he went into a country for a very long while. And when the time came, he sent a servant to the tenants so that they would give him some fruit from the vineyard. But the tenants beat the owner's servant, and they sent him away empty-handed. And so he sent another servant, and they beat him, and they cast him out, and they sent him away empty-handed. And then he sent a third, and they beat him, treated him shamefully, and sent him empty-handed away as well. And then the owner of the vineyard asked himself, What shall I do? I know. I'll send them my beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him. But when the tenants saw the beloved son approaching to the vineyard, they gathered together and said among themselves, "This man is the heir to the vineyard. Let us kill him so that the inheritance may be ours." And when the beloved son entered into the vineyard, they beat him and they threw him out. And they killed him with their very hands. Upon hearing Jesus' parable, the scribes and the chief priests wanted to immediately lay hands on Jesus, for they knew that the parable he told was about them, but they were afraid of what the people would do. So instead of laying hands on Jesus, they watched God's beloved son. They sent spies, visitors of their own, who pretended to be sincere that they might catch Jesus in something he said and then deliver him up to those they deemed to be in authority. Knowing that his visitation would end in death, Jesus went boldly forth and visited God's people. His visitation was full of care and compassion as he entered the vineyard. Jesus went into the vineyard, pruning the vines of Isaiah's wild grapes, teaching and preaching the kingdom's good news, seeking and saving the lost, as only the true heir to the vineyard could. Embodying the very parable he spoke, with the priests, the teachers, and the elders cast as the wicked tenants, and Jesus fulfilling the role of the visitor, the beloved Son of God. The promise of Genesis 50 fulfilled. God was making for himself a vineyard, a garden of delight, a garden of delight into which you and I have been grafted and bear fruit. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, lift up your gates, lay down your cloaks, take up your palms, and sing forth the songs of praise, for the time of the harvest has come, and the visitation of God is at hand. He who has ears, let him hear. Amen.